Lord, Jesse made another one.
Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah, I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah. I go where I want, good. Play if you want, let's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah. The first play on my body, in it. I just check my balance, I'll probably pull up to your hood and come buy me a cap. You know that your told you that crazy. Don't think that she lied to you. Then get caught with your hoe and I'm popping them both. Now they hot just like Bobby and Whitney. Say I'm the GOAT, act like I don't know. I'm obviously winning. Don't make me go hit the bank. And take out 100 to show you our pockets is different. I'm out with you. I only want knowledge. She got a little mileage. I'm chilling.
Welcome to the Youth Vibes Podcast. Today we have some males in the building. We're excited to see them today. We have Khalid and Azeem. That's how your name's right?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like a plan. So pretty much our topic today is going to be about sports. These guys love basketball. They seem to be pretty good. Not sure if they could beat me in a one-on-one, but, you know, we'll let them talk. We'll let them talk. So, what's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
Good.
How about you?
I can't freaking complain, you know, but, you know, so we just want to talk to y'all today about some sports. There might be some other kids that could relate to y'all playing sports, some people y'all might play it against. So, how y'all liking, what's the sport of choice, first of all?
Basketball
is popping.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all like football?
Nah, we both used to play, but
I stopped liking it after a while.
Why? You was getting hit too hard?
No, I just don't like it.
No, I stopped because like, contact.
Okay. All right. So now you just be crossing people over?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Check them out, showing off. Okay. But no, like, tell us a little bit more. Like, how do y'all feel about the basketball culture? Like, you know, NBA seasons popping. You know, tell us your favorite teams. Like, what y'all do?
I like the Clippers. My favorite player, Kawhi Leonard.
Okay, Kawhi Leonard was just born like 2 days ago. Now he your favorite player.
I like his game style.
Okay, do you feel like your game resemble like his game?
No,
or?
He don't play no defense.
Oh, you don't play defense? What? Why you don't play defense?
I do, but like
I play when you want to play.
I play defense,
and that's often.
And I play defense often. I don't play defense. When I don't want to, when I'm tired, I stop playing defense.
Really?
When you feel like it.
When I am tired, I don't play defense. But I'm not tired, I play defense.
Okay, so are you a good defender?
A little bit. I just like to score.
Okay, he's a scorer. So is he the scorer?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so you play defense?
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all gonna get a team. Y'all gonna do like a little 2-on-2?
Yeah, that's. I think we'd like to be possibly the best duo in our class.
Oh, I thought you were about to say in the city. I was about to say, oh, let's call some people up. You think you're the best in the city?
In
the
nation.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The best in the nation. How you best in the nation? You don't even want to play defense.
If we get ball first, who's going to stop me from scoring?
Yes. Go off. Okay. Have you seen this young man play before?
I haven't.
You got to look up some clips.
We're on the lookout, though. We're on the lookout.
So y'all want to go to, like, the lead and all that stuff?
Yeah.
You want to play for the Clippers?
Nah. I don't play for the Sixers.
Okay, yeah. Home team. Yeah, loyalty. He don't know he want to play.
Right.
I mean, who you want to play for?
As long as I get paid in the NBA, I don't care where I go.
That's real.
As long as you get paid? Okay, how much you trying to get paid? How much is the NBA check, you know, these days?
$2 million.
$2 million?
For a rookie, yeah, for like a year or two.
I feel like league minimum got to be near a million, if not over, at least $1 million a year.
Wow, and that's league when you minimum. First start?
Yeah.
Not even when you first
some
quit,
rookies get
not...
$15 million for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad.
You gotta figure the max who got the most money this summer?
Anthony Davis, I believe. Anthony Davis and Paul George.
Right. And they make making like 40 something, like damn near 50 a year now.
$50 million a year?
$50 million a year. Chris Paul is due $38 million, $41 million, and $44 million in the next 3 years. Like
really? Just no matter Paul. Who he play for with him.
Who cares, man? Nah, he played for OKC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So talk to us about the basketball culture in Philadelphia and what a youth basketball culture in Philadelphia. How do y'all like it? Pros, cons, likes, dislikes? Talk to us about it. Let us know. We don't know. We ain't been to a game. We ain't been to a tournament. We don't know what's going on. Just talk to us about the youth culture in Philly basketball.
I think in Philly, like, it's a lot of kids that's good. Some kids that's bad, like, it's kids that's good in their class, mm-hmm. and some kids that's not good in their class. But that's why I like a couple kids, like, reclassify.
Exactly. Explain what reclassifying is, because this is something that's, like, a new, not phenomenon, but it's definitely a new tactic that I've been hearing about a lot since I've been on the circuit.
Yeah, it's like, when you reclassify, you like, say if you're in the 8th grade, like, you're not really good enough, or you're not getting, like, enough exposure as you would want, you would probably reclass, and then,
like... Yeah, what's that?
Like, reclassify, like, stay in the same grade, and, like, just play, like, another year of basketball.
Right, right.
Like, so, you get, like, more exposure and stuff.
That's interesting. So that's, like, when people want to, like, say they want to pledge in college, but they 4 years is out, so they'll stay an extra year just to make the line. Is this what happening? So,
but it does sound like it.
So people will get left in, basically, be in league.
Yeah. Why do you want to pledge after you leave college? Who you going to enjoy being?
If you're in eighth grade,
that's
going to
another
high school.
Subject.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that.
Yeah, if you're in eighth grade going to high school and you like you don't want to go to high school yet, right, until your freshman year,
just reclass.
You got transferred to another school.
So is it any criteria?
Oh, no.
Can anybody just reclass? Does your birthday have to be like at a certain point, or
no, you could just like,
you can just reclass?
You really reclass it like if you transfer over from one school to another in your last year.
Got you.
So you don't gotta graduate.
Right. So, I seen the, somebody talking about it. I think it was actually, no, it wasn't a meme. It was a retweet. But they were saying, like y'all got mad at LeVar Ball for taking his kid out of high school to play against grown men because he wanted to be in the NBA. Meanwhile, y'all reclassifying y'all kids.
Like, I didn't know this really happened. So, this is happening everywhere. Or...
Oh, yeah. This is a constant conversation. Like, this is a conversation that weighs on a lot of parents' brain, as I'm seeing.
Wow.
Like, just hearing the casual conversations when you around at the AAU tournaments and different parents talking about their kids and the different teams that they play for and whether or not they going to reclassify or do this or do that.
Yeah.
So, did y'all have to reclassify or y'all just...
No. I'm just good.
Right.
This guy. I love he's just good. So, I mean, like, who qualifies for the reclassification then?
Anybody, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the crazy part about it. Is that for school, you play Sunny Hill for your neighborhood team in Sunny Hill.
Right.
And that was kind of enough to get you noticed. Mm-hmm. But then towards the end of me playing basketball, I started realizing the AAU circuit and all of that. But nowadays, it's like these kids, like even in my son is in, he's about to go into 7th grade. Mm-hmm. But they ranking these kids as young as in the 5th grade.
Yeah, like, sometimes like 2nd grade people.
Right. So it's like these rankings is pretty much what's dictating how their future going to go.
Wow.
If I'm not happy with my ranking, then that's probably when I'm having the reclassification conversation. You feel me? How do y'all feel, as two people not reclassifying, how do y'all feel about that?
Rankings, I think it's just an opinion.
Yeah, I think, yeah, just a number, basically, to me.
I cook a lot of people on that rankings list.
Yeah, so who comes up with the rankings? Like, it's just...
I don't know. It's
people
just,
that just watch and think that kids are good.
People who, you know what I mean, tell you how to do it, they never did it.
Yeah.
Them, that's what we're talking about. Be coming up with the rankings.
Yeah, so what is it? How many people on the rankings, though? Like, are y'all ranked or...
No, our team ranked.
For B-Ball Spotlight, number 9 in the nation.
Oh, what is that good numbers?
Yeah, okay. I know MBS, at the like 2 weeks ago, we was ranked 30th in the nation in 6th grade. We was ranked 30th nationwide. We was tied with like 3 other teams.
It's like, if you think about it, it's like teams all over.
All over the country. Like,
oh, wow. Y'all that good. Okay.
And only 100 teams get ranked.
Right.
Okay. So you made the top 100 too.
Come on, man. It's not about MBS. We talking to the young man here. But yes. If you ask me,
I just need to understand. So who's the number one team? Is they from Philly?
No, they from Maryland.
Okay, but y'all beat them before or y'all played them?
No, we ain't beat them.
No, we ain't played them. I don't think we played them yet. Until my team throw.
Yeah, we ain't played them yet.
All right. Do y'all lose any games? Y'all went.
We lose and we win.
We lose some, we win some.
Y'all be crying when y'all lose?
It depends with games.
Oh, real men cry.
Yeah, it's emotional. It's really emotional. My thing is to get my son and his team to stop crying over, like, cause they're so passionate. Like they're not with that losing stuff. Like they don't like to lose. Yeah, but they just don't like the feel. Like they don't like the feel. And they leave it all out there. So that's one thing. But I'll be having to tell them that. You can't be your harshest critic, because then you're going to...
Right.
We can't... I mean, you got to, you, if anything, you got to be bigging yourself up.
Okay. Makes sense.
It's the most, and that's why I'm asking them this, because that young and like on like just them being, because what y'all said, you're going to eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
But the it's serious. Like, it's, I can't imagine. It's serious. It's a serious circuit. Like, I'm trying to tell you, Chris, like, it's not, they don't be playing out there. Like, and I'm talking like this is because I just started.
Okay.
This year, like, we just, this is our first year AAU. I just moved back from Cali, and then I just like jumped right into it. Mm-hmm. We've been in like 5-6 tournaments already, all up and down the East Coast, and it's like, man, this is like high stakes basketball, yo. Like,
yeah, high stakes.
So that's why I was asking them. But reclassifying, because y'all not reclassifying, how do y'all feel about kids that may be your age that might go and try to get that extra year?
I think that, like, I don't know why they do it, but I think
you know why they do it, but
yeah, right. I know why. I do it, but like, it's like you shouldn't do it because like it's easier.
Yeah.
Like, say you big, husky, strong.
Yeah.
Tall.
You stay another year to play down with younger kids.
Right.
It's like you 7 foot playing with somebody 5 foot.
Right.
And it's easy. Score every bucket.
Which is why I brought the point that I brought when people was getting mad at LeVar. I know it was unconventional, but he took LaMelo out of high school and essentially made him play with grown men.
Right.
It's like, if you going to want to play with grown men, you might as well start now. Like,
yeah.
And it's like the opposite of that is people are really, like, staying back a year to do what they said and dominate kids. Like, how can you? I don't understand how, even as a college coach, why, like, I don't know, man. I guess it's the, that's why y'all here, man. Y'all the experts.
Yeah, y'all the experts. I'm learning. Like, that's weird. People really stay back just to.
Yeah.
So you like 13, paying like, what, 11, 12 year olds?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, well,
but
hey.
Your grade, because you reclassified, would say that you're in the same grade.
But you really in high school.
But you really should be in high school or playing, you know what I mean?
But who was doing the whole year over just to play basketball?
I don't know. And another thing is,
I played against people that did that.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
That's how we played people in our charter school league.
Right. Because when you playing, man, that's the thing. Because that's what we tell our kids. Our kids in sixth grade, we play in the league now. A lot of the teams got ringers in there. A lot of the kids is 13, 14. You can tell.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But we tell our kids that when you play school ball, you got to play with the 7th and the 8th graders anyway.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to be like that in high school, too.
Yeah, it's going to be like that in high school. So
either way, you got to get used to, like, playing up and stuff like that.
Yeah. But I think it's just the whole, when you tell a kid it's 12 and under and it's not, that thrown for a loop.
Right,
I'm pretty sure if you told them, like, this is what it's going to be in the beginning, then they'd be mentally prepared for that.
Yeah.
But they mentally preparing for a 12 and under league, and then first game they come out, oh, wow, look at this 14-year-old guy being 14. Like, you know what I mean?
Being 14.
For real, because at a certain point, that's what it is. It's like, we can call as many plays as we want, or tell them we can give out as many basketball philosophies as we want. But at a certain point, the 14-year-old gonna be 14 amongst 12-year-olds. Like,
yeah.
And there's nothing you can do to coach against that. Like,
yeah, does that mess up with like the behaviors and all that?
Sometimes,
or
put
I mean,
kids down.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, and that's why I asked y'all. I know, like, and then another thing is, when I was coming up, I know, like, playing in the pile. If I, like,
pile,
when I was in
that
seventh,
was my age.
Right, when I was six, when I was in sixth grade, I had to play 12 and under, but then they made me play 14 and under 20. This is funny how basketball is ran now. It's just like I said, I just was thrown for a loop in the last couple weeks as I've been on the AAU circuit, just looking at what's going on. Like, man, it's really crazy, man. But yeah, man, as long as y'all like it, seem like y'all doing good.
Where yeah, y'all winning here, right. Beast. Don't play on defense. You said you got some more things to work on, right? All right, what you got working on is going to make you, like, the best player, the next me. What you got working on?
My shooting.
Okay.
And, like, well, I get having, like, I got ball control, but, like, it's like, no such thing as having good enough ball control.
Right.
Like, you got to work on everything.
Absolutely.
Check you out, coach.
Absolutely. I wish I want my son to be here, man, because this bull leave the gym and go turn Fortnite on. That'd be making me so mad.
And y'all play the game, right?
I like movies.
They play the game.
I watch movies.
I might gotta believe him, man. He look like a movie.
Cause he keeps saying he watch movies.
He get this Netflix and chill game real strong for his next stage in life, man.
Yeah, I just gotta lose my little stomach.
No, you don't. You don't, man. You don't.
What, for sports? That's all you gotta change?
Sport. I thought he was talking about for girls. My bad.
Oh, no.
Maybe. I'm about to say, man.
The girls like him. So that's all you gotta change is you gotta lose weight for basketball.
Yeah, I get my handle faster.
Nothing say play defense, though.
Nothing says that.
I play defense.
Just when is when is relevant?
He just conserves his energy for offense. Yeah. Is what he's trying to sell us.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, he.
But like,
if he feel like if I go on this play, I might waste all my energy. I'm not gonna go hard. I'm gonna
like,
save.
If like if it's in, like if when we playing, we up by 30 defense.
Okay. But, okay.
Well, like when in a tense game, I play defense, and I score.
You have no choice but to.
Have right. no choice.
So, if what advice would y'all have for any of the anybody aspiring athletes? Any advice, any things to look out for on the AAU circuit, any words of wisdom, anything that y'all can lend to them?
Just work hard.
Work hard.
Don't ever think you're good enough because a lot of people can catch up to you.
It's a lot of people playing basketball, right?
Yeah. Half heart. Can't fear anybody.
Yeah.
And then oh, yeah,
heart? Yeah, the two things I always tell my kids is what your coach or anybody else can never question.
It's heart.
And what else?
That's what I'm gonna tell me.
Mentality.
Effort.
Effort, okay.
You can't be scared and you can't be BSing out there. You know what I mean? You can't be scared and you can't be BSing. Even if you do the wrong thing, I want you doing the wrong thing hard. Like, I want you exuding all your energy doing the wrong thing because I can't complain with a kid that's going hard. So that's the two things that I always say. I can't question your heart and I can't question your effort. Because if you're scared of the competition, there's nothing I can do. There's no coaching tool that I have that can put... I'm not the Wizard of Oz. I can't replace your heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And effort, you got to go hard. You can't be out there lackadaisical. You can't get mad because you missed a shot, not get back on defense. That's you, ain't it?
Nah, I get back. I just like, when I'm running on deck, I just bump my fist up.
Right.
Okay, he has a whole madness. I hope that you guys have learned something from our two superstars today in reference to sports. We have a Clippers fan, and what's your team again?
Rockets.
Okay, you think the Rockets would beat the Clippers if they was playing?
Yes.
With this new team?
They both got new teams.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm liking the Clippers over the Rockets.
What
you think? What you think?
Nobody.
It's going to be a 2-on-2 game. And
yeah,
they
like.
Better out of the rest of them.
3-on-2, because Westbrook, James Harden, and Clint Capella.
I mean, they got Lou
Clint Capella.
They got Lou Will. Lou Will is not for games. Like,
you know who he is?
You know who he is?
I'm pregnant. That. Well, I want to thank these young men for coming in and chatting with us today and whatnot. Y'all want to give out your social medias? If anybody follow y'all? All right, what is it?
Yeah, y'all need to get followers. How you get that ringing up, man? You get people following you.
Mine's Khalid Jenkins _.
Every time it's _. I was waiting. What's yours?
Mine is Fat Z, just regular Fat Z.
You not fat?
I used to be.
Oh, you lost some weight? Okay, let's have an episode on weight loss, because I need some weight.
I like that.
Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
I'm cracking that.
Oh, man, he's about to be too cool.
I go where I want, good. Play if you want, it's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah. Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah, I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah. I go where I want, good. Play if you want, it's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah. Talking about. I'ma pop that. Got like 32,000 in one of my pockets. The other one, that's where the Glock at. You look wanna be in that gangster, man. Tell all these little stop that. Beat and burn me in front of the store with your mammy and